This is Relationship, a podcast presenting a gay look at traditional relationships and values.
With your hosts, the Cratellis. I'm Marco.
And I'm Tony.
I'm dreaming of a black Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I said, I'm dreaming of a black Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases not be white.
I'm surprised that's the only word you changed.
I mean,
especially when they got glisten right there. You could have done skin glisten.
I mean, I'll give it another go if you want me to. Like, I'll try again.
And you could have done a half rhyme with children whooping.
there was a lot of room for some, you know, flair. But I was like, I like that song, but like White Christmas always just feels very problematic to me, especially as a black man.
It's referencing the snow. I know,
but like, I feel like black Christmases are way different than white Christmases. Our black listeners will totally agree.
I'm sure our white listeners will too.
I don't know that our white listeners have experienced black Christmases. And so, yeah, anyways, that being said, I was like, let me, you know, liven it up just a little bit.
Zhuzh it up.
Zhuzh it. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better now that we are inside.
Yes, and now that your medication has cleared up your bronchial tubes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot I was sick last week. Or last episode.
Last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm better. I'm not like... I would say I'm at like 96%.
Oh.
Yeah.
A flat 96, not 96.4?
Meh. Give or take a few. I feel good. I feel fine. Like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not 100%. This weather is just killing us. Like, it is the middle of December and it's raining outside. Like, I feel like that's not right.
Would you prefer it with snow?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cute. Like, I just feel like rain is weird in the middle of December. But anyways, that being said, so like, because the weather is kind of like all over the place, I don't know how to be. Like, I don't know what to wear. I don't know what to do. It's just very, very bizarre outside right now. So
mm-hmm. It's kind of bizarre in here too.
Yeah. So it's just a whole thing. But yeah, no, I'm good. I feel good. I'm ready for it to be the end of December.
Yes.
Because it's like, this year is like... It's a hot mess.
She got to go. She got to go.
It's just, it's so, everything is just super bizarre. And there is so much going on outside of our apartment right now. I don't know if you can hear all the chaos.
I don't think they can.
I hope not.
Pretty sure they're fine.
Let's pray. Anyways, that being said.
Okay. Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Ooh, you are so big.
Very mighty.
Sorry, it's a Monty Python skit. Sorry.
I know. Anyways, but you're good. You feel good.
I feel good. I feel natural.
You're gonna say that. My lips are very cinnamony right now. Thanks to my CO Bigelow cinnamon mint
cut
lip
that check
balm. My new favorite lip balm. So it's funny because if you know anything about me, you know that in our apartment, like in every single room, there is like
lip balm and hand cream.
Yeah, there's literally like
lip moisturize balm. Whatever you need.
Correct. You should never be ashy or dry-lipped in our apartment. Because
you should be glistening.
All the way. All the way. Yeah, so what's funny is that we have the CO Bigelow lip balm, which is fun. And I've never tried this cinnamon mint one, and it's my new favorite. Cinnamon. It's delicious. It's like amazing. Like, not only is it like mentholated, so like you feel like super fresh, but then it's got that... extra touch of cinnamon, which is like amazing. It's perfect for the holiday season. So kiss somebody with some cinnamon on their lips.
It's very cute.
Is that a cute ad?
It's glistening. It's glistening. It's lovely. Favorite. She's so shiny.
I literally, if anybody knows me, you know that when like I sit down to like record this podcast, I always have to bring a tube of lip balm with me because I have to apply like multiple times during the course of the
episode. I don't think our listeners knew that.
Well, that's something that y'all get to know about me. Not because I have like these dry, I don't have like dry ass lips that like I just have to keep lubricating. I just am crazy and feel like I need to like lubricate my lips constantly. And so I'm like applying and
reapplying,
over-applying
and then applying again.
And then I like drink. So it's the other thing you'll need to know about me is that like I drink drinks, of course, and I leave my lip prints on
everything. Everything. It's like there's a woman in the house. Yeah. It's crazy. When I wash a cup, I'm like, oh, this is my cup. This is easy to wash. I grab your cup. I'm like, fuck, there's a whole mouth on here.
I leave my lip prints on like everything. Which, well, glasses, I should say.
Not everything.
You would be so lucky.
I wish.
Yeah, well, maybe if you know, act right. So anyways, and then in other news, Tony and I went to a sex shop not too long ago.
We did.
Did you have fun?
I always have fun at sex shops.
It's fun. It's a good time.
I enjoy exploring that and learning things.
Yeah. We picked up some accoutrement.
An accoutrement. Accoutrement singular.
Well, we picked up an accoutrement and then we won some accoutrement. We won a vibrator, which is really funny because it's like, I don't know what it's vibrating. It's like very little.
It can vibrate the exterior of the shaft.
Of what?
Your of penis?
Peen?
Yeah.
No, I think it's more like a clitoral vibrator.
It absolutely is.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so it like doesn't work for us.
No, it's too like, small it's to make anything. Its way to anything fun yeah. for you.
I think you could like put it in your ear and like shake out some like earwax or something.
Oh,
like,
dear.
Maybe.
In your nose. Shake out some boogers.
Oh, Jesus. So yeah, so we did that. We had, like I said, we picked up some stuff. We had a good time. I do enjoy it's hysterical. So what's so funny about like going into a sex shop is that like you like it's all just there. Like everything is just like there. Mm-hmm. And like they're and what's and I love it because they're like, do you need help with anything? And then I'm like, oh, you have to tell a stranger the things that you're like trying to do with your body. Like which is like it's like great, but it's also crazy at the same time when you actually think about it.
It's fine.
But like,
I'll walk into a store and tell you exactly what I need. I don't care if it's a shoe store or a sex shop.
Well, okay.
Either way, I need a 10 and a half.
That was funny. You actually did a really good job at that joke. Perfect delivery. Like you built anticipation. There was a beginning, middle, and end. Like all of it. You did a very good job with that one. Very good job. You're dumb. No, but it was fun. Like it's a good time. Like we had fun with it and going there. But anyways, what I was saying is that like I go there and I like look at like the dildo wall is always like my favorite to look at because there are. It's just a reminder that penises come in all different shapes, sizes,
colors,
girths, colors, thicknesses. Oh, well, that's girth. like length, all of it was just crazy. And so I'm like looking at the adult and I'm like, and this is not judgment, but I'm like, oh my gosh, like who can fit that inside of them?
Bigger people.
That's a lot of penis. It's a lot of penis. It's very interesting. Have you ever, the super side question, but have you ever been like self-conscious about your penis?
No.
At all?
No.
Not about like its size, no. shape?
I have any a lovely of penis.
And is that a self?
No, other people have told me that. Okay. I constantly am complimented. Well, not constantly, but before you, I was constantly complimented.
You better get your story together real quick.
Before you, the first time people see my penis, they typically have a comment, and it's generally very glowingly positive. Aesthetically, mm-hmm. objectively, it is a nice penis.
It's a good penis.
It's a nice penis. It's a good shape and size. Has it's pretty and all the pink in all the right places.
I don't like it when you call it pink. But, I mean, that's part of what, happens when...
There's good blood flow. How about that?
Okay, that's fine. No, but like, I think...
It's not weird. It's a good penis.
It's one of those things that I have to get used to with being with a white man, that like, pink is like a general color for white people.
Yeah, it means it's flesh with blood.
Which is totally understandable, mm-hmm. but I don't know why it's fine. No, you have a great penis. Like, I enjoy it. But yeah, I was just wondering if you've ever been self-conscious about your penis.
No, I go to the dildo place, or I go to the sex shop and I go to the dildo section. I'm like, nope, that's not me. Nope, that's me. Oh, look, there I am. Mm-hmm. I saw me earlier.
Were you looking in a mirror?
No, we were at the sex shop. Okay.
it's very interesting. I don't know that I've ever been... I've never been like self-conscious about my penis. Mm. I don't like really like it's, I like it. Mm. It's a good penis. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you go to a sex shop and you see like the wall of penises and it's kind of like, wow, some people own these. Like they literally like
it's attached to their body.
Yeah. Like it's like, that's crazy. Yeah. That's a big
one. I always find the ones that are molded after a person to be particularly fascinating. Like how interesting must it be that like genetically you're just like, you have a penis that's so great that they have to cast a mold of it because so many people want just that penis.
Do you know who Diego Rodrigo is?
No.
He is a...
model?
He should be. He should be. This man has a wonderful penis. Like, it is probably... He is, he's like a social media person, mm-hmm. But like, he has such a large penis that like his entire, like... brand is his penis, and so he like everything that he does is like in an effort to like show you how wonderful his penis is. So hold on, I'm going to show you his profile really quickly.
His name Diego what?
Diego Rodrigo, or Diego Barros. Hold up, but he's Diego Rodrigo on Instagram. But anyways, it like his whole brand is like that. Like everything that he does is like to show you how large his penis is.
I'm not seeing anything.
I know
penis.
It just so happens, but like it just so happens that everything that I'm showing you right now, but like he has a very, very large penis.
Oh
yeah. And he, like I said, his whole brand, like everything that he does is like in an effort
junk centric.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like all around that. Like he, like all of, most of his pictures are like, oh, look what I've got going on downstairs.
Oh
yeah. Okay. Everything that he does. He's gorgeous too. He's Brazilian.
You think he's cute?
Yeah. He's a very good looking man. I think just objectively, I just think he's,
I think he looks boring as hell.
I think he's an attractive person, but like,
I think he goes to the gym and he was born with a schlong, but.
I think he's a good-looking man. Like, I don't think that anybody would toss him out of their
aesthetic.
Bed.
Oh, I would.
But, like...
not my aesthetic.
But, like, I just think he's a good-looking guy. But, like... But to your point, I don't know anything about him. He could probably not even, put together a sentence. But anyways, that being said...
I don't think he looks dumb. I just think he looks boring.
I said I don't know anything about him. But anyways, that being said, we were talking about penis walls or dildo walls and how I like look at that and I'm like, wow, some people own those penises. Like some of those penises are attached to a person's body.
Yeah.
And like, that's just good for you.
Like at what point did you like hit puberty and that thing like became gigantically engorged and you were like, I have a large penis. Like at some point you had to become aware of it.
Well, usually what happens is other people tell you that you have a large penis. Mm. It's always that like middle school or high school locker room situation where they're like, damn, okay, big dick Dan kind of thing. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, shit.
Now everyone wants to meet big dick Dan. You just created a fictional character that everyone wants to meet.
But like,
hey Dan.
But that being said, like usually like that's kind of how it happens, and then you're kind of like, wait, everybody else's penis is not like this, like, and then you realize that you have a large penis, and good on you, right?
Bad in you.
That's why they say there's, you know, one night stand penis and then there's relationship penis. Those are two different types of penises. And if you manage to find that one penis that fits both molds, then good on you or good in you. I think that's enough.
I think we should move on. Conversation. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about relationships now.
Let's try to let's talk about our hashtag QRT for the week. Are you ready for that?
I am.
Okay, good. Tony and I have picked a wonderful queer couple to highlight and praise as a positive representation of a relationship within the queer community. If you are interested in becoming our hashtag queer relationship goals on a future show, or if there is a queer relationship that inspires you, please tag us on your photos on Instagram, on Facebook, or on Twitter. Our handle is at Pod Relationship. Together, let's further the movement that shines queer relationships in a very positive light. So this week, Tony and I are very excited because y'all know how I feel about interracial relationships. They're my favy faves.
Especially across the pond.
This one took us across the pond. And we're very excited to talk about them. So this week, Tony and I are talking about the wonderful relationship of Tom Ratcliffe. He is at T Ratcliffe, R-A-T-C-L-I-F-F-E 1515. And his
boyfriend.
I was going to... But the word fell out of my head for a second. his boyfriend, Ben Hunt, who is at Ben in LDN. LDN on
Instagram. It's London without the O's.
Yes, Tony, that is what it is. Anyways, I love them. Interracial, adorable couple. First of all, Ben is a whole snack and a half. Let's just talk about that. Like, what a gorgeous man. And so is Trent. Like, Trent is super, I'm sorry, I said Trent. I don't know why I said Trent. Tom. I don't know why I said that. Tom is absolutely gorgeous.
They both are.
They're both super gorgeous. Ben is just like, wow, what an attractive man. Like, I hate people who have like gorgeous teeth because I'm like, I want them.
You have gorgeous teeth.
Thank you.
You're known for your smile.
Yeah. Thank you.
You weirdo.
They could be better. But
you're the only one who thinks that.
They could totally be better. Anyways, that being said, I love this couple. They're just so cute.
Mm-hmm, they sure are. And very just happy and like just doing their own thing. Like, I'm going to be a news correspondent. Well, I'm going to be in plays. Well, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to knock down our whole house and make us a new one.
Yeah. So Ben is a senior reporter for Vice. Which is really cool. Which I think is like fucking incredible. And then, like Tom is an actor and a writer. Like he's like really cool, but they are just so good together. Like the two of them look like they just have fun. They look like they are having like the best types of adventures. And you know what I really enjoy about them in general is that like their adventures don't look forced. Like they look like they are like experiencing life and they're doing it together. Mm-hmm. Like if that makes any sense. Like it's just kind of like, yeah, like we're, you know, we have to go here and you know, he's gonna be here with me. Like this is like cute. Like we're cute together. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, I don't know, it's just really simple and just easy, and I just like that. And that's one of those things that just like really makes me,
yeah, it's a beautiful relationship. It's a beautiful life.
Yeah, I hear that's a good movie.
Oh, jeez.
Anyways, that being said, you should check them out on Instagram. Tom is at T Ratcliffe, T-R-A-T-C-L-I-F-F-E 1-5 on Instagram. And then Ben is at B-E-N-I-N-L-D-N. So check them out on Instagram, double tap them, fall in love with them, support them because they are magical. And you know, again, how I feel about interracial relationships. So let's make more of this happen in the world because, you know, we should all just be a person soup, I think is what we should create. We should all just, you know, just roll around together. That's amazing. Anyways, that being said, go check them out, fall in love with them, let them know that the Critelli sent you. Tony and I are going to take a short break, but when we come back, we are going to try to solve the world's problems, Critelli style.
And we're
going to
get it right this time.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. So many different ways to follow the podcast on social media.
Fun fact, I only know about half those platforms you just mentioned.
I am not the least bit surprised.
But I do know that relationship content is available on those social media platforms, and if you're not following us on any of them, then you're really missing out. On what? I have no idea, but I know you're missing out.
Yes, you are. We are at PodRelationship on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. So give us a follow and double tap our photos and videos and show us some love.
That's at PodRelationship on all social media platforms. Check us out wherever you social media.
That's not a thing. Nobody says check us out wherever you social media.
Well, they should.
No, they shouldn't. That sounds weird.
Whatever. You get the point.
I guess so. Check us out wherever you social media. We're at Pod Relationship on all platforms.
See, I told you it works.
Whatever. Goodbye. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
It's the sound of our listeners donating money on Patreon so they can get access to more relationship content outside of the weekly podcast.
I can hear it now.
Seriously, though, head over to patreon.com/podrelationship right now and become a relationship podcast donor. Contribution starts at just $3 a month. That's less than the cost of your frou-frou coffee from that nameless coffee chain that burns their beans.
Very covert of you.
I know, right?
Anyway, other tiers are $5, $10, and $25 a month, with extra relationship content at each level. You can start listening to segments like Critelli Crap, our monthly airing of our dirty relationship laundry.
Or Guests Take on Shit, our invitation for guests to comment on the week's topic and give their thoughts and guidance so we all get a different perspective.
Other segments include Shit Thrown at You, our rapid-fire Q&A for guests, or board games Marco and I play with each other. Some insightful and helpful, and others hilarious or risque. All this is available to you at different levels of donation.
There is so much more relationship content at patreon.com/podrelationship, and now is the time to start donating.
Not only does your contribution help run the podcast behind the scenes, but it allows us to learn more about you and what you want to hear from us, making the podcast a community effort and labor of love.
So head to, say it with me now, patreon.com/podrelationship right now and start donating today.
We want to thank you ahead of time for your contribution to the podcast and continuing to support us the way you have for all these years.
We love you all, and we'll see you on Patreon.
Bye. Bye.
When December comes, I bet you want to wrap me all up and take me home with you. See what I look like under them lights. We'll keep it quiet, whatever we do. I'm just trying to keep my baby warm through the winter time. I'm just trying to give you something to remember me through summertime. And whatever it is on your list, I'll do it. Boy, whatever it is, you know I'll do it. Merry Christmas, here I am, boy. Gonna love you, gonna give you all I can, boy. Merry Christmas, here I am, boy. I'm the president, you know what I am, boy.
Not supposed to do two songs.
I'm in the Christmas spirit, ho. That was Ariana Grande, December. That's a cute one, though.
It is
cute. I actually really like that Christmas EP.
I do, too.
It's a really good one.
It is. And it's unique.
Yeah. I think it's the perfect way to, like, do Christmas without singing
doing Christmas.
Yeah, well, like, without doing, like, all those, like, damn standards and Christmas carols.
I mean, the standards are good.
If you're not doing Patti LaBelle's This Christmas without the backup singers, then you're doing Christmas wrong.
You are so gay.
Do you know that?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is.
So anyways. So today we're talking not about Christmas, but about temperature.
Turn up the heat.
Or don't.
Or do.
So we're talking about temperatures and how this is like what Tony thought when I brought up this topic. He was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but I love it. Let's do it. Because
hot and cold shit.
Hot and cold shit, right? Because
I think that we, it's so fun. One of the things that happens, there's like a couple of relationship fights that take place that are like so minuscule, but like such a part of the relationship.
And so universal and pervasive. And so
yeah, that like you forget, it's the squeezing of the toothpaste arguments, right? It's
the leaving of the socks in the middle of the floor.
The keeping the lights on, right?
Oh, God.
Like, it's like
that one.
It's like those arguments that take place, but this is that one too, which is, you know, two people in a relationship oftentimes tend to run completely different. I tend to run very cold.
You are a frost queen.
And you are, you tend to run very hot, which means you're a hot mess.
No, it's because I have los passions.
I'm very uncomfortable right now. So that being said, like you, like we run different. So the way that our home is very, very, very challenging because, you know, you're running very hot, so like you don't want anything to do with the heater. I'm running very, very cold, and you would love to have
the window open.
And so it's a huge thing.
Things overheard.
I love huge things. Was this a very big adjustment for you?
No,
in our relationship.
No, I've always been the warm one, so other people being cold is very normal to me. That doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
It's more about like how can you compromise. Have you ever been with a hot person before?
Yes, but it's never been as dramatic a difference or like as big a situation as it has been with you.
Yeah, because I don't run hot. I make everything around me hot.
Your heat,
mm-hmm.
like which is crazy. So
literally radiate heat.
Yeah. So it's been a thing. Like I've experienced it. Like I remember an ex who like was hot, and it was, you know, but it wasn't necessarily like, it wasn't like such an issue in our relationship. And I don't even know that I think that it's an issue for us. When we were living in Florida, it was like always hot. Like it's always hot and humid in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of having some cool air running through was like simple, right? When we moved to New York, it became more of an issue.
Mm.
Because during the winter time, I'm like, shut the AC off. Let's make it hot. Like, let's like figure this out. And you were like, I'm schwitzing.
I'm still hot.
Yeah,
I'm
schwitzing
right now. I don't care that it's cold outside. I am still hot.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. So I don't know. One of the stories I love to tell all the time is about how, like, when we first moved to New York, we were like, let's go explore the city. Let's like go do our thing. Like, let's go have some fun. And we like went out, and I was like not prepared at all. And my feet were like literally frozen. Literally frozen. We had to stop at a bodega so I could buy like more socks.
Yeah.
So that I could.
You had to armor up.
Feet. Yeah. Yeah. Warm up my feet. It was absolutely crazy. But as I always joke now, it's like I've, you know, put on some weight. And now that I've got a little bit more meat on my bones, I don't run as cold as I used to. But like,
and you're still cold.
My feet and my hands are always freezing.
Yeah.
Do you like being my personal space heater?
I think it's cute.
I think it's a very adorable relationship situation. I think that you take very good care of it. Like sometimes you guys, this is how gross we are. Sometimes I like literally sit on the couch and I'm like, can you put my feet in your hands so that you can like defrost them? And you do it. You do, you like, you very willingly do it. Like you literally just take them and you just like hold my feet and like thaw them. And then you'll literally look at me and be like, good? And I'll be like, yes, very good. It's very cute. It's
and actually you, very and then you sweet. Make me warm your hands and press them.
I do. I make you do that.
Press my, what do you call it?
My Press my what?
The button on your hand.
Oh, yeah. What do I say? I
can't remember, but there's a little pressure point that you really like.
Yes, yeah. But that's more for my headaches. but I do think that is like super, that is very cute. And there are moments where because I'm cute too, just so you guys know. But there are moments where I wake up in the middle of the night and you are like drenched in sweat. Cause I don't know if you remember this, but like back in the day, I used to like wake up and like I would feel your forehead mm-hmm. to see if you were sweating or not. Mm-hmm. And I will get up in the middle of the night. And back in the day, it used to be like put on a fan and have a fan directed at you. But in the middle of the night, what I do is I turn on our AC so mm-hmm. that you are cool. Which is very kind, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would say. Yeah. Are you fishing for credit?
I mean, you don't give it to me ever, so I feel like I've got to, like, you know, make you aware of it.
It's very nice when I wake up and the room has the air on, yes. Mm-hmm.
I do that for you often, actually. Mm-hmm. Even though
if you would just stop putting the blankets on me, you wouldn't have to.
I don't put the blankets on you.
You do. You constantly get in the bed and you're like, this part of the blanket goes over here. And I like fling it off. I'm like, don't put that fucking blanket on me.
I know. Cause then you like give me way too much blanket and I'm not interested. Just
take it off of you. There is a space between us. You could take it off of you and not put it on me.
Yeah.
Or you could take more of the blanket and let it hang off the bed.
No.
Just don't put it on me. I was comfortable. I had the correct amount of coverage. I'll be like just the sheet with half my body hanging out of it. You'd be like, oh, you need the full sheet and this warm fuzzy blanket and like the comforter.
Weird. No, because you're like weird though. Because here's the thing is like you'll have your like body like hanging out and you'll quote unquote be okay. But yeah. Then in the middle of the night, like you'll be like pouring sweat and then I'll turn the AC on and then you want to pull all of the blanket off of me so that you could be covered as well. You
made it cold.
I'm like, dude, like, hi, dying over here.
Like, well, come over here where all the blankets are.
No, now you want me to travel in our own bed?
Whatever, you relegate me to the edge of the bed anyway.
I do no such thing.
You are such a bed hog.
You are lying such whore. A bed hog. You are a lying whore.
I am always on the edge.
You put yourself on the edge because I literally do not take up any space in the bed. I literally.
What did I say to you last night? You gonna get your elbow off my pillow? You literally had your elbow in the middle
you
of my
were
pillow.
In the bed.
It's my pillow.
You had
it's
left
my
bed.
Side of the bed.
You left
you
the bed.
You have to
bed.
Make some room for
You're
me.
Ridiculous. You left the bed. I was watching Will and Grace. I had been leaning on your pillow. You decided you wanted to get back in the bed.
Oh,
and
how then, dare I?
Yeah.
And how then, dare I lay down at night?
And then laid on and then like laid your head on my elbow. It was like, you gotta give me my. I was like, dude, I was here first.
You weren't here first and I need a pillow.
I was here first.
Share the bed, you fucking hog.
I am not. And I literally, so one of the other issues that we've had as it relates to the bed is that like usually when I sleep, I like stay in my space essentially the entire evening.
I'm
like,
very
I
mobile.
Oh my God, you literally
I toss and turn all night.
Oh my God. Yeah. And not just kind of like a roll over.
No,
into
no.
Position.
I will lift my entire body up and slam it down in another position.
Oh my God. You literally like.
I'm like wrestling in my sleep.
Yes. Like literally like shaking the entire bed because you don't. I wish we had a camera in here every once in a while, but like you literally like will like. If you're laying on your back and you need to get over on your side, like you are like up and throwing. And now I know where the dog gets
That's
it from.
That's where the dog gets it from. Yeah.
Like you get up, like you're almost like lifting your body up and slamming it back down into there, the bed.
I do not roll because that's how the blankets get caught on you. So I do. I will literally like push up and there is distance between me and the bed. I will reposition my body and then I will drop it.
Slam it down. It's insane. It's insane. And then add on top of that you snore like nobody's business. It is the worst sleeping experience of my entire
this
life.
Episode is about hot and cold. Thank you.
Oh, I got grievances.
You can send them to relationshipquestions@gmail.com.
I've got grievances.
And our grievance department will review
them. You
are
the worst. You're the absolute worst. And this is like this is literally my experience. This is what I deal with.
I've always been, I don't like kick or elbow, but I have always been a repositioning person my entire life. Mm. Remember the first time I got like a big bed, like a full size bed? Oh man, I laid diagonal on that thing. I flipped and flopped around. Yeah. I turned the fan on. I only had a sheet. I used to get in trouble. My mom would be like, "You got to put a comforter on that thing." I'm like, "No, I just got the sheet. That's all I need." Like, "You can't make your bed with just a sheet." I'm like, "I don't need anything.
This you don't even make the bed." We're not going to go there.
Why would I make it? I'm just going to unmake it when I get in it.
We're not going to go there. So anyways, this episode is about heat.
Yeah, I'm feeling cold, some of that right now.
Hot and cold. Yeah, so it's one of my favorite things to do is to have my cold hands and put them on your very hot body.
Yeah, it's very kind every time you do it.
No, I'm trying to cool you down a little bit.
No, you're not.
I'm
trying to... No, you're not. Yes, I am. You do not do that for my benefit at all. Don't you sit here and lie to these people.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
I don't like what you're accusing me of.
I am not accusing you of anything.
I'm
stating facts.
Out of the kindness of my heart, I am trying to cool
bullshit.
You.
Bullshit. Let me throw a flag on that play. No.
I am trying to cool you down, make you feel better. No. Especially since your forehead is all shiny and sweaty.
Don't be coming always. For me. Don't be coming for me. Also, you don't put your cold hands on my forehead. No, you don't.
I put them on your neck.
Yeah, right.
I do.
You try to get under my shirt. You're like, where would this
because
be?
Because I need your hot body. Like, you're very warm.
You can have my hot body anytime.
I knew you were going to go there with that. I knew that was going to happen. you're dumb.
You're dumber. Because you married this.
I did. Thank you for reminding me. It's always a good time, but yeah, no, I do put my cold feet on you on purpose.
You're like, where is the worst possible spot to put this jam? Yeah. Right there,
your soft spots. That's exactly it.
You're like, yeah, this will have the most impact.
Yeah. No, I'm a huge fan.
Such a dick.
That I do on purpose. I don't know why, like, my feet. So there's two parts of me that will always be super duper. It's weird. I'm like, I have a very weird body, but like my feet and my hands are.
But your crotch is always hot.
Yeah, my core. It's like, I don't know what's going on. It's a lot of heat building up down there. You got something to say?
I think I said it.
You got something to say?
I think I said it.
Brute ass. But yes, my feet and my hands are very cold all the time. It's really weird. But you're just like always. At like 101 degrees.
Oh, like 104.
Your whole always entire hot. Body. It's really weird.
Yeah. It's just what I am.
I know. Tony and we had to have this conversation the other night because we were talking about, because I was telling him, I was like, I have a gripe. And my gripe is that you keep wearing your summer and spring clothes in the middle of winter, and I'm having a huge issue with it. And then I came to the realization that you're doing it because you're running so hot. So like, you can't wear sweaters and things like that. Like, you need thinner clothing.
Especially,
I also think there's an element of you that's
work.
Really lazy, though.
Well, it's more about, thank you. It's more about work. Like, I don't look professional if I'm sweaty. And so these are clothes that don't make me sweaty. Like, that's it. Now, if we're going to, I love wearing sweaters. I love wearing sweaters. I had to stop you from buying them, though.
Do you remember?
But I love them. But I just, there's only certain times I can wear them. Like, I can wear them walking to the restaurant. I cannot wear them at the restaurant.
Yeah. Well, it's like very interesting because like you're the person that like you can wear a sweater, but like we have to get you a thin jacket to wear with that sweater. Like you can wear a sweater and like
a raincoat,
like a bomber jacket,
right?
Like something like super thin, but you can't wear like a sweater and like
a regular jacket.
Yeah. Like you can't do that. Mm-hmm.
No, I would die.
I said that there's an
I would die.
You would literally blow up in flames. I said that there's an element of you that is lazy, and I stand by it. But I do think that there is an element of you that's very like, oh, this doesn't need to be ironed. Oh, this doesn't need anything. So you just pick like the first things that you know are going to be low maintenance in terms of getting ready. So that's what I meant by lazy. But I also think a good portion of it is that you're like, okay, what's the thinnest thing that I can wear without, to your point, becoming a hot, sweaty mess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it'll turn into Tony soup real quick.
Which is kind of always a thing. That's why I'm constantly wiping down your forehead. I'm like, you are shiny. Shiny. Do not overhead lighting, not your friend, because you are shooting off a reflection. For people, I need sunglasses. It's not cute. But yes.
I'm a greasy Italian. I can't help it.
Yes, you're very shiny. But it's fine. Like, again, we run hot, we run cold, but we have to deal with it. Does it become a problem for you? Like, do you find it to be annoying or anything?
When you crank on the heater, knowing what it does to me.
I don't turn on the heater at all. You mean like my space,
your space heater?
Heater?
Yeah. Okay. When you crank that on, like, I know you need it blowing directly on you.
Yeah.
But like, move over. Blow it on you over there. Like, don't bring that shit over here.
No, it's really funny.
And like, then you leave the room for like extended periods of time and you don't like turn it or turn it off or anything. And it's like, the fuck is this thing doing on over here? And I have to move it or turn it off. Like, dude, you're not even here. So yes, that gets to me.
Apparently you've got grievances.
Also not being able to open the window. Although that's not more, that has more about your sinus issues than it is about being cold. But like, I like fresh air. I like open windows.
You know me, like during the spring and the summer. During the spring and the summer, I'm like Mr. Like, open the windows, open the blinds.
Yeah, but like, even in the winter, like, you can crack the window.
No.
Just crack it over
during
there.
During the fall, yes, I will. But I don't need,
you don't have to open it all the way.
I don't
just
need,
crack it.
I don't want that cold. That cold can stay away from me.
And Jack Frost, wear some nice pajamas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like nice, but no. Mm-hmm. It's interesting too because this apartment is a lot warmer than our last one. Our last
apartment was really cool.
It was
super,
very poorly insulated.
They did cut every corner they could, and yeah. So it was literally like the hole in the wall for the air conditioner was freezing, and then the door around the patio near the air conditioner didn't have any weather stripping. Like, yeah, our electric bill was ridiculous,
insane.
Yeah.
We were paying like $300 electric bills in the
middle. For this tiny little apartment. Not tiny, but you know what I mean? Much smaller than this.
Yeah.
And then this one is huge and we pay like $80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's stupid.
But I also am in a couple, again, because she's a little thick these days, but I don't need to turn on the heater the way that I used to need to turn on the heater in the last apartment.
Yeah.
I'm a little more full figured these days. And so with that, like, I don't have to do it, but I do turn on I got a space heater. You have a space cooler, if you will. You have a little personal fan and things, and we usually use those. But it's funny because if you look at us, like, Tony and I don't sit next to each other on the couch. We usually have space between us and the couch, and it's literally for that, so that Tony can have his fan and he could blow his fan on him, and I have my heater and I could blow the heater directly on me, and never shall the two meet.
ne'er the twain.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say, though, that my sister-in-law got me an amazing blanket, and I definitely have become a fan of the warmth, but it's totally that blanket because it's just the best blanket ever. It's fuzzy and it's bright yellow and it's pretty and fun. And so that, but even then I'm like, I put on shorts so that I can be under the blankets. Yeah. It is the dead of winter.
Yeah. It's very interesting. It's one of those very interesting relationship type situations that like take place. Like, and again, if you're in a relationship, that's the only time that you will like fully get to experience something like, and I'm not trying to like be like, you're single, so you'll never get to experience that. But like, it's one of those, like, again, relationship like fights that those like relationship
classic
things that take fake, that take place. Yeah. It's very weird.
It's like fighting over leaving the fridge open.
Yeah. Wait. People fight about that?
They
Who
do.
Leaves the refrigerator open?
My father did.
Why?
I don't know, but he would leave it open for extended periods of time while he was doing whatever he was doing. He would like take the stuff out of the fridge, leave it open, do what he was going to do, then put the stuff back in.
That's weird.
It is weird.
That's super weird.
It is.
That seems like something you would do too.
Because, me?
Yeah.
No. Close that door.
Well, yeah.
That costs money. I would not do that. Think about that. Think about what you just said.
No, but like, you're the kind of person that's like you don't take the trash out until you can take the trash out everywhere. Like, so I could
Same reason. Cheap.
But I could see you being like, well, let me like leave the refrigerator door open so that I can like be effective, like, and get everything done, and then I'll close the refrigerator. Like, that seems like something you would do.
But no, I'll leave it open while I take everything out. I won't open it, grab something, close it, put that thing down, open it, grab something else. Like, that I'll do. I'll leave it open while I grab everything, but as soon as everything's out, door's closed, and then like pour whatever you're gonna pour, make whatever you're gonna make, and then as soon as all of that is done, door's open once everything goes back in. Sure. That I do.
So I read a cute article on the Cosmopolitan. Because I'm a Cosmo girl.
You are.
And it is 10 things couples with drastically different body temperatures understand. And so I'm going to go through these things with you. Is that okay?
Number 10.
Are you ready?
I'm never ready.
No, you're right. Number one, road trips are a nightmare.
Oh, what, the car ride?
Yeah.
They say, I can see that.
If you need to sit in the car together for more than 15 minutes, one of you is either going to get soaked through the sweat or freeze to death. Who's ever driving either jacks the... Did you just burp into the microphone? Whoever's
not
driving... Whoever's driving...
Sorry, y'all.
Jacks the AC or heat all the way up or all the way down. We've never had... I don't think we've ever experienced that. And what's really great about our car now is that we have... I was going to say, the car we have now,
there's seat... coolers and seat heaters. Yeah. And there's a steering wheel heater for you.
Yes.
So yeah, there is none of that. Although I will say, no, actually, now that I think about this, yes, there are plenty of times where I'm like shutting the vents because you've got the heat on way too much.
Or I'm turning the vents away. Because you have them like directly on you, like drying out my contacts, like blowing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because when you get in the car, I've been driving it. I drive the car a lot more often than Marco does.
Yeah,
and so I adjust the fans to where they need to be, and then yeah, you'll be driving. You're like, God damn, it's right on.
Lord, this is crazy. I got like a Beyonce fan on me right now. It's like really bad.
Because that's what I need. I need it to hit my core because my core is hot.
Yeah,
and so yeah, of course the fans are there.
Stupid. Getting touched with freezing cold feet in the middle of the night.
Gee, in the middle of the night. No, you don't do it in the middle of the night, but you do because by the middle of the night, I've already warmed you up. But yes, when you first get in bed, you're fucking free to freezing.
Yeah, always. And like, I wear freezing socks freezing throughout the apartment too, which is the crazy thing, but my feet are always still cold.
Yeah, no,
it's so bad that like, so at my office I have a space heater that is like literally blowing directly on me
right
and
on your
because
feet.
It's my hands and my feet. Mm-hmm. And they're like really, really cold. And if my hands are cold, I can't type. Like I'm having like a really hard time. So I like have the space heater blowing there. But my friend and coworker is like across the table and she's always like, can you like turn the space heater a different way? Because it is literally like blowing up, like up through me. And it's like making me, I'm like sweating right now. And I'm like, oh yeah, girl, for sure. But my feet are always cold.
You're a monster.
Anyways, three, having to give up your jacket every time you go out. Never had that happen. But you
having
do
to give it up. Oh,
yeah. You do things like try to make sure I'm like warm.
Oh, yeah. Like I'll give you my jacket or I'll like cocoon you while we're waiting for the train or whatever.
Yeah. You do that.
Yeah. That doesn't that doesn't bother me.
No, because you like to touch me.
I'm also a kind person.
I'm waiting for that to
Lord. It happens right after I punch you.
Number four, you're going to snap your thermostat dial off one day. I think we've gotten to a good place about that now.
We don't live in a place with central heating and air.
Well, but like even like our fans and stuff like that, like they don't really like, yes, we have conversations about like turning it on or off and on and off and stuff like that, but like we really focus on the personalized fans or heaters, like that is more than anything else.
There are times where like you want that one on like all day because it's winter and you think that it heats the whole apartment and whatever. But so for those who don't live in New York, right, most of the established world has central heating and cooling.
Established world, and make New York sound like a third world country.
I could make an argument. Here the buildings, they're old, right? And so they don't have central air. And so most spaces are, you know, like a box air conditioner. This one is nice because it's those like really fancy Mitsubishi, like multi, you know,
it's
choice. Fujitsu, whatever. multi-choice, like room cooler, heater, dehumidifier, like all in one.
Really cool.
And they're in every room in the house. So we're very fortunate in that way.
Yeah.
But like, that just controls that one. If there was a thermostat with central air, you and I would totally fight about it. Because you were that kid. You were the kid. You literally were the kid who was told, don't touch the thermostat. And you would touch the thermostat.
I need to be comfortable.
And you're the one who would do it and like have a fight about it. Like you'd be like, nope.
I need to be comfortable. Well, because my issue is like, for example, the one in our den, I have an issue with because if I'm sitting on the couch, it's literally blowing directly on the top of my head.
Right.
And I don't enjoy that. So I need for that to
change. You know, you can change the angle of the fan, right?
I do. But then if you do that, then it's just blowing up and it's not cooling you down the way that you need it to.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a little bit of a problem for me. So, so yes, but I think, again, we've just kind of settled on the personalized fans and heaters. So you will never be able to cuddle under a blanket without one of you making sacrifices.
That's true.
It's true. I do enjoy cuddling with you, like, because you do warm me up, but then
and I'm a also good cuddler.
You're a very good cuddler. I will give you that. But also on top of that, I'm like, you all, I also have to like separate myself from you at some point in time in the middle of cuddling because you emit way too much heat.
I do.
And it becomes like overwhelming.
In the winter, it's nice.
And I'm schwitzing like a pudding at a picnic.
But yes, I do. I radiate heat.
Yeah. You'll never settle on a good vacation destination. That's not true. No. I think you and I are fine in that. Yeah. Like, we love it.
Yeah. Just because your body runs a certain temperature doesn't mean you like the opposite temperature.
Yeah.
We both love the tropics.
Yeah.
Love the tropics. And I enjoy, we both enjoy cold places. We live in New York.
Yeah, we enjoy cold places too. Yeah. Like, we don't have a problem with it. We just adjust accordingly, which is fine. We don't travel to cold places, though. I don't know if you noticed that.
I would like to. There's only a couple cold places I want to go, though.
Yeah.
I want to go to Greenland and I want to go to Antarctica. That's it.
You want to go to Antarctica?
Yeah, but I want to do it like the cruise with the whales. And then I want to see the aurora.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it, though. I would like literally like I don't need to walk across the ice.
Yeah. No. Oh. No. I don't need to touch any of that.
No.
Your partner is a heat succubus.
Yeah, you are.
They love to cuddle you because you're like a big hot water bottle, but then all of a sudden you're the one freezing. I don't.
Yes, you do. You're a succubus. You are.
Rude.
You're a heat succubus. It's true. Rude. You picked that article and chose to read that. Rude.
It's fun.
You also choose to be a heat succubus.
I am not. Number eight. You can never trust your partner's assessment of the weather. So this is my number one. Yeah,
I can't believe that's
this
in there.
Is my number one grade.
I'll take that. I'll this rings true.
I.
How is it outside? It's not bad. It's fucking freezing.
Go round. For round at, with this one. You piss me all the way off with this.
Sometimes I tell you, I'm like, you'll be cold. Sometimes.
I'm like, how is it outside? And I, first of all, stupid me. Yeah, like, why would ask? I even ask that question?
Ask because Google.
I
Don't
know I'm
me.
Not going to. Yeah, I know I'm not going to get the correct answer. And you always downplay. You're like, oh, it feels fine outside. And then I go outside and it's like the Polar Express out there. It's super, it's literally Antarctic. And it's like the craziest thing in the world. And I'm like, this motherfucker literally had me under the wrong impression. And so I have to like, so I choose to, I choose not to listen to you. As it's it relates wise. To the weather.
It's probably wise. Go check.
Oh my God. You are so annoying with that. Like,
were you cold earlier?
Yeah, it was cold outside.
I was not cold at all.
I know you were. But it was cold. I mean, it was...
It was rainy.
It was fine. Like, I wasn't freezing outside, but it was fine. What I had on and what was going on was fine for me. I didn't feel like I needed any extra. But, like, I, you know, brought my gloves and all that
stuff.
You
do ask and you do get mad.
Yeah, because you are always like, oh, no, it's fine outside.
It's not that hot. I mean, it's not that cold.
But you don't pay attention. Like, you, again, when you're running at 104 degrees, like, you need to be aware that, like, not everybody's running at the same temperature. Number nine, you'll get perfectly warm only to have your partner come into bed and totally throw off your balance.
Yeah. And that works both ways.
Because
you'll be
say,
the right kind of warm and I'll make it too warm.
You'll make it too warm.
And I'll be the right kind of cool and you'll freeze me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because again, I'll come in.
Because I do enjoy being a little warm when I sleep. A little. But I like it to be ice cold outside of my little warm space.
Same. But we both agree on that. Like, I like to be
but cold, I like a
hot
little
under
warm.
The blanket.
Yeah, so you like to be hot under the blanket. I like to be a little warm.
Well, I don't want
to
sweat.
Give me the
like,
sheet.
I want to be warm. Like, I want to be able to, like wrap myself in the blanket and, like, feel good. But I want it to be cold outside. Like,
I want to cover, like, 40% of my body so that 60% of my heat is leaving. And that's about the correct one. So, like, one leg, like, my thigh, and, like, my entire chest. But that's it. Everything else out of there. Yeah. Both feet out of there too.
No, I mean, in the beginning of our relationship, you very much so had a no clothes in bed rule.
Yeah.
Like you liked to sleep naked because you ran so hot mm-hmm. that you needed that. Mm-hmm. You never need to fight over the covers. That's the very last
one. That's not a problem.
No, we don't. No. But
we do fight over the covers because you constantly try to cover me.
I don't try to cover you. I just try to like balance the fucking blanket on the bed because you try to like give them all to me. And I'm like, this is too much blanket, dude. Like,
just throw the excess the other way, not toward me. There's a whole other side to choose from.
The other way is off the bed.
That's correct.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
You keep a clean house. It's fine. That can dangle.
Thank you for saying I keep a clean house.
I'm more proud of saying dangle.
You're stupid.
I am.
What article did you
You're going to hate this.
Oh, God.
It's from a website called Men's Divorce.
Of course, that's what you would pick.
This is cute, though. It's from bottom line to dotted line. And it's by a lawyer. It's by a law group. But it's funny. It talks about studies that temperature preference is actually a source of marital conflict, which I thought was fascinating.
I'm not surprised.
So research has indicated that couples can be pushed over the edge by their differences in preference of room temperature. Biologically speaking, there are reasons for this. And the conflict can also arise because of the money. So, and they highlight a whole bunch of research. They talk about, which I thought was fascinating for a law group to do. Like, really? That's interesting. This is very scholarly, this article. They talk about how the smaller, more petite person, whether that is a female or, same sex, the smaller partner, they may be cold because the body mass to surface area is smaller. That ratio is different. They have slower resting metabolism and they have lessening muscle mass. And so you are colder. And that makes sense, right? Because you said you put some more meat on your bones, you got warmer. So I thought that was funny. But they do talk about like all this research, like you can like throwing your hands into the ice bucket, you know, and who can last longer, right? There is a difference there based on mass and the sympathetic nervous system. There was an interesting one where like they put people in a cold room and had them look at mugshots, and then they put people in a hot room and had them look at mugshots, and in a warm room and a chilly room. And in the warm room, they were more lenient, but in the chilly room, they were more harsh in their judgments.
Interesting. Well, because they're uncomfortable when you're like hot. Heat can be uncomfortable.
No. People were nicer in heat. They were bad in the cold. Same thing with they did a study where they put volunteers in a warmer room and then had them play a game with strangers, and in a colder room and had them play a game with strangers. And the people in the warmer room were more cooperative. They were more inclusive. They took more time to explain things. Oh,
I would not be built for that. Because if I'm like, if I'm too hot,
no. Warmer, not hot. Warmer versus slightly chilly. So slightly warm versus slightly chilly. So like what's a good temperature for you for the room? Like 74, 76?
I was going to say 72.
Okay, so 72. So if it was 76, so if it was 76 versus 68, right? Just a small difference.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really fascinating. I thought it was really just kind of fun. I mean, and then they went into the stuff that we talked about, right? There's the money component. There is the fight piece, right? So not only have I told you that like I don't want to spend a bunch of money on the electric bill, not only did you disregard that, but you snuck it past me. So you didn't even tell me that you were changing the temperature. You just took it and hope I wouldn't notice. So that's like really, really rude.
That sounds like something that you would be really, really enraged about.
Yes, I would. Yes, you couldn't even have the decency to talk to me about this. Like, that's just, you knew how I felt and you were like, fuck that.
I was uncomfortable.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about me. Of course that would enrage me.
See, I was, you know what? I'm an evolved human being, Tony, because I had a very snarky remark.
Well, I'm glad you kept it to yourself. I kept it for once. Mark it on the calendar. It happened today. It's an early Christmas present.
You are testing me. You are testing me.
So that's that article. It's funny. It's interesting. It definitely leads to some scholarly research, which is just fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating that like that this would make such a difference. And I have to wonder, like, okay, so this is a lawyer group putting this out. Like, Do they like mess with the temperature when they're trying to get the jury going? Like, do they mess with the temperature at the at the police station when they're like eyeballing, you know,
like
lineup?
For example, you do know that like restaurants are notorious for running super cold for a couple of reasons. You know, like food and things of that nature, because you can't have it like super hot because that's where like bacteria and all that stuff go.
Yeah, that's why hospitals are cold.
They run it really cold too, so that people don't get comfortable and stay.
And stay? Yeah.
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 So they try to run them cold so that it's like people get uncomfortable. And then they want to like leave, which is fucking crazy, but it makes sense.
It's human behavior.
Totally makes sense. So, listeners, do you run hot or do you run cold? Let us know.
And do you prefer someone who is the opposite of you or is it the same?
Yeah. And what kind of fights have you had as it relates to heat or coolness within, you know, the home or anything of that nature? So let us know. We would definitely love to hear your anecdotes and fun stories about that. So anyways, Tony and I are going to take a short break, but we'll be back in just a bit. And if you are a Patreon member, make sure you check out this week's episode, because we talk to this week's guest about this very topic and we get a little bit of insight from him.
Oh yeah, he had some interesting things to say.
Yeah,
I was very surprised.
Yeah. So let us know what you thought about that conversation. And if you're not a Patreon member, you are really missing out, girl.
Because
it is a really fun conversation. So we'll be right back in just a bit. It's not an episode of Relationship without a conversation about Parasso.
Oh, for sure.
And this time, I want to talk to you all about the Parasso Blue or Protective Shave Formula, another great three-step shave process within the Parasso range.
Ooh, tell me more.
Well, if your face needs extra hydration, this aloe and vitamin E formula is a perfect way to moisturize your skin during your shave. And because we are heading into the fall winter months, it's the perfect time to upgrade your shave products.
Obviously, I have a beard, but I do clean up my neck and cheeks. And I do have dry skin and need some extra help.
Well, then this is the shave range for you. And you can get it at parasso-usa.com right now. And when you use code RELATIONSHIT15 at checkout, you'll get 15% off your purchase.
Yep. Head over to parasso-usa.com right now and use code RELATIONSHIT15 at checkout and grab the protective shave formula Marco just talked about, as well as other great shave and beard care products that will take your grooming game to the next level.
That's parasso-usa.com and code RELATIONSHIT15 at checkout. Experience an Italian shave in the bathroom. We promise it'll change your life.
Well, being with an Italian will change your life too. I'm sure you'd agree.
Oh my God, goodbye. All right, so today's guest made the very long, arduous journey from downstairs.
Past two wrecks and a dumpster fire.
I mean, that is our building in general. So, no, just kidding. We live in a fabulous building, folks. Anyways, today's guest is amazing. He's been on the podcast a couple of times before, and we just love him so much. He is my Gemini twin, Micah Peterson. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks for having me. You know, I made it through the wilderness, and I'm here now.
Over through the woods. Over the bridge. Okay. All that
left his pack at the door.
I just showed my passport.
Yes. He fought ogres. We're talking to you, Jordan.
I had to answer the riddle.
Took several malaria pills.
Actually, I just had to take some malaria pills, and they're great for dreams.
Oh.
Like, you get some really lucid dreams when you take malaria pills. Highly recommend.
Okay. So I
think not recreational.
So I think we should tell folks the reason why you took malaria pills, right? Like, that just sounds like, where does a bitch get malaria pills from?
Oh, you know, just from my local dealer. No.
Also in the building.
I love it. I love it. No, why did you have to take malaria pills?
Recently I was in Tanzania for a safari. Right. And so, yeah, as going there, like with most African countries, you have to take some malaria because the mosquitoes don't play.
They don't.
They're out to kill you.
There's a whole different breed of mosquito out there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Not these domestic bitches that we get over here.
Oh, yeah, no. Those are like, ooh, little West Nile, psh, please.
Bitches, malaria. Sing up out of your leg.
Right.
International Micah. So Tony and I joke all the time because we're always like, we haven't seen Micah. We need to hang out with Micah more often. And I'm like, bitch, we could never get booked on Micah's social calendar, like ever. Like, Micah is in these streets.
Okay.
And in the airs. And if you're everywhere, you are a social girl.
I stay booked and busy. Yes. Okay.
I love that about you, though. Like, I love that, like, literally every single time Tony and I, oh, we ran into Micah. I was like, where was he headed? We never ran into you, like, in the building. It's never. Always, like, ever. In the streets.
No. It was, like, months into COVID. And I was like, so you left, right? And went somewhere. Else he was like, no, I was here.
Just everywhere else but here.
Micah, you never saw you. You are never. Such a social person. And I like, and it's so funny because, like, before getting married, I was
you were
that version.
You were
literally that version.
Every night.
Had something going on every single night, which was fantastic. And then I got married and, you know, it got boring. No, aww. Just kidding. I'm being funny, folks.
That's what I look forward to. Yay.
It's delightful, just so you know. Yeah, no.
I love my life. But I love that you're, like, so busy all the time. Like, you literally are booked and busy constantly.
I know. And, like, it's funny. Like, I sometimes I hate about myself. I'm like, why am I always, like, look at my calendar and I'm like, how do I have something every single day? Like, when am I actually home? But then it's like, that's just how it is. Like, and I love it. That's who I am. Like,
why would
I
you just stay at home?
Yeah, why? Like, exactly. Why? I have no
reason. It's a gorgeous home, but, right. Like, why be there?
Exactly.
Like, you could, like, be somewhere else.
I love it. You know, and, like, you know, I get recharged from seeing my friends and, like, I don't, you know, I get enough sleep still, generally.
Good.
You know,
good.
So, you know, just be on these streets, you know, say hello.
I love it.
You know,
say hello.
Meet new people. You know?
I know. Tony's like, why don't you go hang out with Micah sometime? I was like, I don't think I can
keep up.
No.
Right.
Micah is like a gold medalist in, like, in these streets. Like, I am, like, no, I'm copper. Like,
I'm a bronze.
Rust.
I'm
you're
like
rust.
Tin. Like, yeah, like, I can't even. I, like, no, this, it's a lot. Because you just, not only did you just come back from Tanzania, but you also came back from
Japan.
Tokyo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you were in Tokyo, which is even crazy. First of all, okay, I mean, this is kind of a personal question, but, like, that bank account must look real cute, the way you be out in
okay,
these streets.
Okay, listen, so I don't balance my checkbook. I don't know what's happening. Like, it's just... I'm not saying that I'm, you know, floating on money or anything. I mean, I'm sure that...
His sugar daddy is.
You got a sugar daddy. Tell us now.
Oh, my God, I wish. No.
I mean, got that OnlyFans account.
Okay, secret. You know, Twitter alt. No. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's just funny. Like, I think this year in particular, I just started, like, trying to say yes to more things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I love
like,
that.
Just, like, opportunities have opened up in ways I wasn't anticipating. And I'm like, oh, like... You have an extra room somewhere? I can just go and stay there? Okay, if you insist, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So it's just been that kind of, like, energy. So I'm, like, just leaning into it more to be more intentional about my choices. And, like,
I love that. I want you to have a year of yes, Tony.
I
think that would be really cool. Tony, who is, and this is not shade. I'm not trying to be, like, mean or anything. Tony is very cerebral, and everything that he does, he mulls over it meticulously. That's why he's in quality improvement, because he is like that black and white person, which is really great. There's an interracial joke in there somewhere.
Wait, you're black?
But that being said, I would love for you to like just do.
Yeah, I love spontaneity.
It's great.
In certain confines.
No, that's not funny, then.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, you say that, but, like, you don't. You're not a spontaneous person. Tony is a balance the checkbook person. Like, he has to, like, do those things. It's very crazy. So, But I would love that. But again, I love that for you. I live vicariously through you because I'm like, he's living his best life. And that is awesome.
I would very, very much like to do the last minute cheap booking airline thing and just go somewhere for the weekend. I would love to do that.
I love that.
One of our old friends used to do that. And I'm like, that sounds like super fun. Like, just find like a really cheap last minute flight, go for the weekend, be done.
Totally.
Yeah. I would love that.
That was the way to go. I mean, it's, with both of my trips, like they were both planned fairly last minute. Like I planned Tanzania in like June and the trip was in August, and I planned Japan in October. We flew November. So like very last minute trips that just happened to all work out. The stars were aligned.
I love that. You know? Because I tell Tony that all the time, and Tony says things to me, which is very sweet. He's always like, you're magical. Like anything that you do, like, or you say you're going to do, like just kind of happens. Like you just always manage to find a way to like let it happen. But I always kind of have the confines of whether or not it aligns with Tony's logical brain. If that makes any sense. So I'm like, we can do this. And Tony's like, we don't have the budget. And I'm like, we can make this happen. And Tony's like, it's not going to work. And so
just eat rice for 2 months. You're fine.
And so I'm like, I feel like you.
But there's no rice. There's no rice eating. That's the problem.
I want it all.
We were discussing this last night. It's like, there are sacrifices that have to be made. And you just don't want to make them.
Why would you?
I'm comfortable. I like what I'm doing. Why would you stop? I don't even know the definition of that word.
Right. Quality of life to maintain.
Exactly. Anyways, that being said, Tony's always like, why don't you call Mike? I'm like, Micah's probably already out. And Micah also is probably like turned way up. Like, I would be starting from zero. Micah's at like 8 already.
I wake up as a 7, right? And like people are like, what the hell? I'm like, yeah, girl, let's go, just do it like Nike, you know.
I love that for you. Are you, so in between all of these trips and this loving and living life, are you loving and living someone?
No.
I know that this is like probably one of the most offensive things that people can say to other people, but like I do not see how you could be single. It literally doesn't make any sense to me.
It's probably a choice.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
There is someone that I have a soft spot in my heart for, and that opportunity has not opened yet. I'm waiting for the multiverse to open up his windows, and then all of a sudden shit happens. Okay. And until the day happens, I'm not just gonna settle for somebody. Like, I need to wait for that particular moment, and now it's just not the time. I'm doing me, living my life.
Yes, you are.
You know, pampering myself up for that day. You know,
good for you.
Yeah,
yeah. It's all one of the things that Tony and I are super fortunate in is that we have surrounded and or crossed paths with like incredible people, incredible personalities, like 10 out of 10s, like.
Just the most beautiful people.
Lovely, like just kind, great spirits, all of that. And you're one of those spirits that have crossed our paths. And I like, you know, Steve is another one of those spirits so that like we were like, how are you not dating someone right now? You're just such a lovely person. And I like sit back and I like look at you specifically. And I'm like, how has someone been so stupid to not snatch up Micah yet?
I know, right? Question. I asked the same question to the universe.
Yeah. Because I'm like, you are, again, just fun and funny and lovely and attractive and kind and just generous.
Go on.
You like how I'm eulogizing him right now? But yeah, so it's just one of those things. What, like, are guys are just trash though? Yeah,
I mean, a lot of them are. Yeah, generally speaking. Yeah. I can have some shitty behaviors too. Like, let's be real. I've done some things that are
that is
not
so grown up of you. is so grown up of you to be like, I'm kind of trash too.
I have my moments. I can admit it. That's what therapy is for. I can own my mistakes. It's part of the process, and some people just can't, and that's just what it is. And just learning more about myself and what I want, my desires, like how I show up for other people. You know, it's just like a process that I'm working on every single day until, and I think like once I'm at a place that someone else can really see all of me, then it'll be magical. It'll be great. It'll be kismet. And, yeah. You know, and again, some of these men are just trash. And yeah. I just haven't met someone who's not in the garbage yet.
Yeah.
There's lots of rats in the city. Oh, yeah. You know?
I feel like it's like gay culture, because I'm on gay Twitter, of course, right? And God, so I see all of the garbage that's going on out there. And I'm like, wow, like people literally just... Guys, these gay guys just literally just don't care. Like life is transactional right now.
Yeah.
It's not built on, I think, what a lot of our old teachings were, right? Like, I literally just saw somebody make a post the other day that was like, there's nothing better than being a guest star in a threesome for a couple. Like, you go in there, you bust a nut, and then you get to leave and let them deal with their own problems. And I was like, wow, holy shit. Like, people literally like this identity of being transactional, right? Yeah. Like, I'm just here for the sex part of it, and I'm gone, girl, after that. And I'm like, wow, people, like, really, like, live in that space.
Yeah, it's just so empty. Like, you know? I mean, it's fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been a fuckboy before. I can own that.
And you can own it, too. Just go, too. No, I'm going to get you a sugar daddy.
No, promo code. No.
I love it.
But yeah.
And I'm not like, and I don't think any of us are like shaming anybody's Absolutely. Decisions or any of those things. Like, because again, like those things are fun. Like, right? Like, go have fun. Totally. Like, enjoy your sexual experiences as far as you want to do that. But like, I think there's an aspect of it that people are just, these gays these days are just, they just don't care.
Yeah. And I think it's like, part of it is also just like, you know, yeah, listen, like, it's great to be liberated and all this stuff, but, like, you need to really examine yourself as to why you're doing those behaviors. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of guys, and again, I speak to my own experience, like, I was out in these streets in a certain type of way because I was trying to fill a hole that needed to be filled, right?
Yeah! Things over her.
Okay. But yeah, no, I mean, I think I was trying to fulfill an emotional need that I didn't know that was an issue. And then once I've realized that, thanks therapy, I was able to, like, realize, like, I don't need to do that stuff. I don't need to, like, you know, get a notch in my belt for every guy I slept with, right? Like,
right.
That's not necessary.
Right. Because it's like these, like some, there's also like this whole, you know, thread and thought out there about like these guys that apparently are in relationships, but if you looked at their Instagrams or their Twitter threads, they don't read as like in a relationship at all.
that's the one.
You're like, it's so much fun. Like, and you're like, wow, damn, he got like a whole husband. Like, and that's like absolutely crazy. And I like think about those things. Because there's an aspect of it, and I'm trying to, like, get myself in tune with it, of, like, loving your body. And they're just bodies, right? I think we spend way too much time trying to focus on modesty and covering up. And, like, you shouldn't be showing those things. Right. Like, blah, 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 blah. So there's an aspect of it where I'm like, if you just had a really good shoulder day at the gym, like, why not take a picture and, like, do those things? So, right. Like, do what you want to do. But then there's these, like, ultra thirst trappy pictures where it's, like, semi-nudes that are out there. And it's, like, is your husband okay with you showing your goodies to everybody like that?
Also, sidebar, kind of related. I don't know, like, I feel like Instagram is just allowing a lot of things now on, like, you know, the show up. Like, I'm, like, it's, like, borderline porn now sometimes. I'm, like, is this okay? Like, I don't want this on my feed. Like, also, does your man know? Like, also, do you want to advertise for this? Like, I don't want to see you.
No, it's like, you have, like, opening up your Instagram or your Twitter is, like, dangerous. In public spaces.
You have,
like,
to be careful.
You don't know. And the thing about Twitter, and I tell Tony this all the time, is you find out who your followers, like, how freaky they are. Because on Twitter, if they like shit, it shows up on your feed. Like, you see that they liked it.
Which is so messed up.
Which is so fucking messed up. Right? Because, like, I'm like, that's a dick pic. I didn't want to see that. Like, I didn't like that.
Right. Why is it in my feed? Why am I at work on Twitter, and all of a sudden it's like, here's a dick pic. I'm like, no, this is my professional account. What the fuck? Close. Abort, abort, abort.
Throw the whole computer out. Right, right. Right, because it's like, it's crazy. So, yeah. So, but on that point, like, I think it's just crazy that, like, you know, again, there is a difference between, like, being at a beach vacation and showing me in my Speedo, right? Right. I'm just, like, there's that. And then there's the just got out of the shower, who wants to towel dry me? Like, those are two different right. posts.
Right.
And the latter is being posted by people in relationships. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but again, I think, but now that we're going to get into that whole conversation about heteronormativity and
undue modesty right. and prudism.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's down to like, whose validation are you seeking out? Right.
Right.
And it's like, if you can't self-validate, then like, there's a bigger issue here, right? I mean, listen, if you want to show off your body, I think it's great. And I think there is, I think you can tell on certain accounts, like when you know someone's like not doing it for like the likes, because you just like know, like, oh, they're doing it because like they're just being themselves, whatever. But then you know there's other people who are like, girl, did you just have a fight with your man last night? Is that why you're posting this picture today? Mm-hmm. Right. I've seen those. Those are the fun. Right. You're like, oh, I just knew you got in a fight last night.
Right.
I know.
See, mine shows up completely differently. Mike by is way on
of reality TV, no, social media.
I love this. My fight. You can always tell that Tony and I had a fight because I have a new purchase. So.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my god, what did you just purchase recently?
That bag that's over there.
That wasn't because of a fight, though. Well,
it wasn't not because of it either. I definitely was like, you know what? I'm buying this bag now because I've been holding it for a really long time. Ooh. But it, yeah, like those things happen. But he knows it. He gets really, he shakes his head and is annoyed by it. But that's hilarious. It's like, I just need to make myself feel better by having pretty things around me.
Retail therapy is a thing.
It works.
Is totally a thing. It definitely works. But to your point, some of these people.
Calms your crazy ass down.
It does. I'm happy. I'm in a good place
right now. Like, look at that. And just like that.
Smile on my face and everything. I'm in a real good place. That being said, I do. You're right. You can tell who's like. I just, like, I don't know. I like gay culture is very, like, there's a part of me that's like, ugh. Like, I wish had I been 12 years younger and single. Like, would I actively have participated in gay culture the way it is now? Would you?
Ooh, if I was 12 years younger, so that would age me at
like my 26.
Oh, to be 26. Oh,
wait, you're younger than I am. How old are you?
I'm 37.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you'd be like 25. Yeah.
Oh, God, to be 25 now?
Yeah.
That sounds like trash. I'm sorry. No.
You're guaranteed an STI.
Yeah, right? Right? And then I'm like, no, I'm not. No, I don't want to play that game. No. I refuse. Because those children are just, God bless them. But
they're,
like, They're wild and so hard. I'm like, no, I don't want no. I mean, also, I'm like, hey, I'm so happy that they're like, you know, they're in a place that we weren't at that same age. So,
yeah, right.
But I'm like, no, this all the TikToks and shit.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. I don't even have to ask you the question, Tony, because I know you're kind of like, what is gay Twitter? Like, know you don't even get that. But like,
I think it's hard growing up and being queer anyway. And mm-hmm. I think it's hard for everyone becoming into their sexuality. And I also think that it's always so interesting to me when people say that things have changed or they're different, because they're not. To
no,
me,
they're not.
The people are not any different. It is young beings with, you know, not fully formed frontal lobes, so the impulsivity and the consequences aren't fully understood. Like,
exactly.
So there's that executive functioning isn't quite where it is, but you have all the freedom, and the laws say you can do all the things that are legal that anyone else can do. Mm-hmm. Plus, you probably have a little bit of money now and a lot less responsibility. So, yeah, I mean, I think they have it just as hard as we did. I think they just. The challenges we face and the challenges they face are different. But no, I don't want those challenges.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough, like, you know, taking pictures on it, like, for Instagram and, like, already going through all the filtering and, like, mm-hmm. making sure the photos are right. Like, I can't imagine growing up and, like, that's all I had. And then, like, being a 25, 26, like, all right, guys, we got to stop so I can, like, edit these photos to post. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I see enough 30-year-olds doing that. I can't imagine when, like, is a whole group of you. You're 20 because that's all you do. That's all you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's insane. I mean, Tony and I talk about it all the time where I'm like, fuck, we forgot to... Mind you, we have like a whole business. We have a podcast. We have all this stuff. And I'm like, fuck, we did this whole thing and we didn't even record it. We didn't take a single fucking picture. Like, we didn't, because like that is just not how we grew up.
Right.
Where your memories...
Generating content constantly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and your memories lived. Like, you recalled moments. You didn't take pictures of them, right? Yeah. Because it was a whole thing. You would have to take out a disposable camera. You'd have to get the... You'd have to take
disposable
them to,
camera. Oh, you got disposable camera money?
Oh, wow. Right? And then, oh, my God. I love that. And then, like, you take it to, you know, the CVS or whatever. Yes. And then, like...
You have to wait.
You have to wait, and then like you find out you fucked up the entire roll. Right. And all the roll. You're like, whoop.
It was a crapshoot because you're like, oh well, the moment's gone. I can't take that picture again.
So we lived with memories in our heads, right? Like that's how we.
Well, and you also only took pictures of like special occasions, like when people would visit somebody's birthday. You didn't take pictures of Tuesday.
Right.
Right.
You just didn't.
No.
And now.
Like, here's me my cocktail.
Yeah.
Here's my dinner. Yeah. So it's like a whole thing. So
here's
like,
a cute squirrel.
Right.
And there's a part of me that, again, really enjoys the idea of people being, because I do think that our parents' generation and the generation before that instilled this like modesty chip in our brains where like we're like, oh no, we got to be covered up. We have to be ashamed of our bodies. We have to like not like it can only be seen in the confines of a relationship and in your bedroom, and that is it. That is all there is. That's it. So I like that this generation is kind of like, no, it's a fucking body. Like we all have the same. We all have jittles. We all have like all of this. we all have these things. So like, what the fuck ever. Like here's my body. So I like that. Like I like that we're like reclaiming that, and we're like saying fuck the prudish police. Like we're doing what we want to do. But then at the same time, I'm also like, does your employer know
that part? That part. Well, it's funny. So I actually have a friend who's a nurse, and he got called out by his company because, like, he was, like, posting all these, like, thought pictures all the time. And they're like, you know your patients can see these, right? Like, can you please stop? I don't think he did, though. So we'll see what happens with that.
It's a lot.
I remember when that conversation was first starting, like, how much authority do companies have over this? Because it's technically public, but it's also technically private. And so it's like, can you do that? Like... People have OnlyFans and they have jobs. People are posting nudes and they're just people are doing porn and they have jobs. And it's like, where does that go? Because like you as my employer may take a personal issue with it, but is it actually impacting the business? It's, I remember when that whole conversation first started, it was really interesting. Like where is the line?
Yeah.
And it is blurred. It is
very interesting. So I say all that to say that like gay culture right now is in this like super weird place because I can't imagine going on a date right now because people are going to be like, do you want to collab?
Oh, actually, so that actually did happen once. Like, I was hooking up with a guy and he was like, can you help with the camera? I'm like, absolutely fucking not. Yeah. So you can make money off my ass?
Yeah.
Literally, figuratively? No.
No, it's not just working. Yeah, that's what gay culture is right now. Like, that's what gay culture is. Mm-hmm. Like, it is literally like hooking up with people and wanting to pull out the camera and then like not even being able to like have the opportunity to have a full relationship because people are double booking and like they're going to drinks with you and then going to dinner with somebody else and whoever is going to put out is the person that they're going to end up hooking up with for the night. Like there's just a lot of turn and burn.
Yeah.
There's a lot of turn and burn that's in the
not,
culture. Right now.
It's interesting though. That's not new. Like
it's not new.
Like in the 70s and the 80s, like before AIDS and what caused HIV to be such a huge issue was the amount of anonymous partners and regular sex. Even Leslie Jordan was like, you know, in the morning I'd go here and have sex, and in the afternoon we'd go here and have sex, and then there was this truck that they were unloading, and we just all got in there and started fucking, and then and then I had to take a shower, and then I went out for the night, and it's like, and it's little Leslie Jordan, right?
Can
like,
you imagine just being thrown around.
Yeah.
No, it's not new. I think the accessibility to being able to, because you
I think the visibility is different.
You can be on a date right now and just pull out your phone. See who else is in the area that you could potentially want to hook up with. So I think those types of things is what's
I think for me it's more the visibility. For me it's more convenient now. It's less work because when you would go cruising, you would literally move about and cruise. And now you can just sit still and cruise.
The good old days. Back in my day.
Back in my day, I had to travel 10 miles to go get some ass. Right.
And we didn't have shower enemas back then either. I had to wash my ass so good old fashioned way.
Oh my god. I think it's, and again, this is not to like shame anybody's feelings and or thoughts on like the way relationships and all that stuff and dating is at this point. It's just, do you consider yourself a traditionalist then, Micah? Like, do you, are you like looking for like the white picket fence, well, home and all that stuff?
I mean, ish. I don't want the white picket fence. I mean, I would love like a cute little apartment with like a patio, you know, and like a grill. I'm halfway there.
Micah, like, I want to entertain.
Right. We're gonna have people coming over because my social life's gonna change.
And there needs to be charcoal with meat. Yes. I want to be drunk flipping burgers.
Right. Thank you. No, but yeah, I mean, in ways I'm a traditionalist. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I definitely want to have like a partner who is like, you know, someone I can collaborate with, someone who I can achieve balance with. You know, sure. I want that. Mm-hmm. I don't need like, you know, a plethora of a harem or anything like that. Like, it's, I've done that. I'm good. Like, it's fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm still having fun.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I want to have like this, like one person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Tony and I, like, we started this podcast with the concept, and we talk about this all the time. We started this podcast with the concept of traditional relationships and values, right? For the gay culture, because gay culture within itself was very, Tony and I were literally experiencing going to like gay events and social settings, and everyone's like, so do you guys hook up together or separately? And that was literally like the question. Mm-hmm. We were like, whatever happened to just like couples bowling? Like, right, you know, like,
can we just go to dinner?
Can we just go to dinner? So we started this podcast with the concept of trying to just be that megaphone for like, hey, it's so easy to just be with your partner and like have that value, right? Like, it's fine.
There were definitely, I think, some guests, especially early on, that like probably thought something else was going to happen when they came over to our house to podcast.
Oh, wow.
There were definitely some where I was like, oh, you're kind of vibing.
Ooh,
you're kind of vibing.
Podcast and chill, huh?
Right, exactly. Wow. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, okay, so we're going to talk about monogamy and then we're all going to fuck? And it's like, no.
No. Oh,
see
no,
your way out.
No.
So that was the whole thing. As we've evolved within this relationship and as gay culture has evolved and things, I think Tony and I are a little... not that we're opening up our relationship, but we've definitely had the conversation and even some of the jokes about like, ooh, it would be really difficult for us to have a threesome because we would never be able to agree on the guest star.
Isn't that funny?
We would never be able to agree on that. Like that.
No, it would definitely be like, it's your birthday, you pick, and then it's my birthday, I pick, because there would never be a middle ground.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can have that conversation.
So we, right.
Doesn't mean we're going to have the guest star. Right.
So, yeah, at least you open and have a conversation.
We're having that
but
conversation.
But after the podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
And just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
I use that phrase way too much.
Keep it out. Yeah, right?
No, but we've talked about that. We've talked about going to, because Tony knows I have a penchant for public sex types.
Tell me more.
It's not even necessarily that I like public sex, but I just am like, I am turned on by the concept of like...
People watching.
Oh, have you been to the Rambles?
No.
Oh my god, you totally should go sometime.
You know.
I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you didn't know what he was talking about.
No, I know exactly what he's talking about.
I can't do that because that's illegal.
So that part I can't get to do.
But like there are sex clubs.
I want to go to like a sex party. Yeah. It's like my whole thing. And like be able to do it. But like I want to like be able to do this. So we've like again, this podcast and having these conversations have allowed us the opportunity to like tap into other aspects of the relationship that still lives within the vein of monogamy for us, but allows us the opportunity to kind of explore more sexuality behind it, which is really cool.
Yeah. And I think that's like the best part of having a relationship is like having that person, that friend, that
So you can talk honestly about
it. Yeah, and like be able to explore those things and like mature the relationship in whatever way it goes, right? Yeah. Like there's a lot of things I want to try, but I don't want to try them unless I'm with a partner.
With a random person.
What is something you want to try, Michael?
Tell us
one thing.
Oh my God. I want to try more bondage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So it's
everything you think it's going to be.
Yes.
I thought I wanted to do that, and then I told Tony, I was like, I think my biggest issue is being in a relation, an interracial relationship, and being tied up.
Yeah,
I like for some strange reason, my ancestors are screaming.
Yeah, no, facts. So
it's like really weird for me. Yeah. I don't know why I need to like see a therapist about that.
No, fair, no. So it was, I think last year I went to Mid-Atlantic Leather, which is like a big thing in DC, and they're having a rope exhibit. So guys were just being tied up by rope, and I was with my friend Tim, who's also black. We were just looking, and we were like, absolutely fucking not. You are not. I'm not gonna a white man tie me up with a rope.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's really difficult for me. Like, it's really, really, really difficult. However,
but you should go to a place and do a full inventory and have an honest conversation. Like, rope is a no.
Yeah.
But what about cuffs?
Cuffs are great.
Cuffs are great. Right? So then cuffs are no. Okay, but then what about velvet?
Ooh,
because that's not a rope, right? Right? You know, so you go through those things.
Janet Jackson, the velvet rope.
And does your partner actually, I'm sorry, this is not the bondage episode, but does your,
but
does your partner actually need to tie you up? Because there are ways to engage in bondage that are not actually binding your hands. There are other things you can do. There's sensations, there's other toys, there's all kinds of fun stuff. So you really have to explore with your partner. Again, this is not the bondage show, but you have to explore with your partner because like, I don't need to tie you up, but I do like the idea of dominating you.
Ooh.
So yeah. Then explore that and figure out like what are you comfortable with, what are you not? Because the communication in bondage is super important anyway,
regardless of the race issue. So recently there was this porn that was out, and it was, and I was like, I think I actually want to do this. See, this is a way that I could do bondage that was really good. The top was actually tied up to a chair.
Yeah, and then the bottom was in charge.
And the bottom...
Yeah. I love that.
The bottom, literally... And he had, like, a mask on. He couldn't see anything. Yeah. His arms were bound, and his legs were bound. Yeah. All that was up was that dick.
Right.
And the bottom...
Did everything.
Ooh, send me the video.
And the bottom, like, literally was, like...
Dominating.
But he, like, literally, like... sat on it and then like
was, does whatever
and then,
he wants.
And then stopped and then like got up and you could see him, he was like still he was like air humping because it was like good, but then he like stopped him so like he like prevented him from being able to like come in and I was like that is hot.
That's
that I can do because
like ass edging
kind of but like that I that would be fun to me, and again that's a way of being able to incorporate bondage and doing those types of things, but like it's not me that is tied up, so all of my hangups of being tied up would go away, but I would still be able to do that type of play. Like that sounds fun to me.
We could do that.
I was like, that's fucking hot.
It's fine.
That was really, really hot.
That's like, really hot.
I actually Mike is like, ooh, notes.
Let me type this in my notes real quick.
Yeah, I was like, that's hot.
Oh, I can send you one.
Okay, thank you.
I was like, that was really, really hot. I was like, I actually really enjoy that. Like that was, that was perfect. Yeah. So again, you know, we're out here in these streets trying to, you know, make sure that everybody, you know, is enjoying their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should
Thanks,
be
missing.
Everyone should be a little bit more like Micah. Be like Micah.
Oh my God, please. Yes. Be just like me.
Be like Micah.
Be like me, not entirely like me. Because that's some single white female shit.
I love it. And again, Micah is my Gemini twin. We literally share the exact same. I remember that day. Micah was, I was like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? You were like, oh, nothing. It's my birthday. I was like, when is your birthday? And I don't remember. You were like, it's on Saturday. I was like, my birthday's on Saturday. Your birthday's on May 29th. And you were like, yeah. I was like, oh my God.
It was like, so great.
How fucking amazing is that?
Like, so we're in the hallway.
Yeah. One of these days, we actually need to have like a joint birthday celebration.
I think the building needs it.
It's really
And
weird.
There should be bondage.
Can you imagine? Ooh.
I'm like thinking about all of our neighbors.
I mean, there'll be one neighbor I want to see. Bondage.
We'll have to talk about that offline.
Okay. Oh, we'll he can get it. He can get it.
I'm dying right now.
We might have to edit that out.
No, we won't.
We never do.
They don't listen, so it's fine.
They do.
Whatever. Knock on the door.
I am dying right now. But what's always difficult for our birthday is it's always during Memorial Day weekend.
It's the worst. People are always out of town. Always,
yeah, so it's very, very difficult.
I still am so surprised you didn't just like celebrate it a different time.
Anywhere on that.
Yeah.
There's it's like people whose birthdays are around Christmas. I'm like, just tell people your birthday's in like October.
Oh, I mean, but people want to be able to like, I don't know, celebrate the day they were born. Like,
yeah, celebrate it on a different day.
I totally get that. But I also think that
it's just like people whose birthday is on a Tuesday. You don't, I mean, you might do a little something Tuesday, but like you do things with your friends on that
on
Saturday.
The weekend before.
Right. So it's no different. Yeah, whatever. No, it's just a little bit more time.
It's just Memorial Day weekend is always like a huge issue in general because people are usually travel. Like, yeah. They're traveling, yeah. They're planning things,
they're doing things
before
with their
or after and all yeah. that other stuff yeah. like that. So it's just always super challenging.
Yeah. It's also more expensive.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is. And so it's holding. But one of these days, we need to have a joint birthday
Let's
party.
Do it. Let's
Especially
do it.
Now that I found out that you have like a karaoke. Because you know, oh this God, year yeah. for my birthday, like we rented out a karaoke room and like
know.
Had that. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm a karaoke queen.
Honey. Same girl.
I mean, I can't wait to like unwrap all these songs I got in my head. Okay. These songs are blind, honey.
I love it. I love it. No, that is amazing. So we'll have to do that
yes,
soon.
Please, oh, please.
Micah Peterson, so much fun having you here. Thank you for joining us and chit-chatting with us. Tell our listeners where they can follow you and slide into your DMs
oh
if they wanted
gosh.
To.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, you can slide into my DMs anywhere you want. On Instagram is Micah Has the Floor, which is spelled M-I-C-A-H Has the Floor. On Twitter, I am The Micah Rashad.
The Micah Rashad.
Yeah, and I think really? On TikTok, I'm also The Micah Rashad, maybe.
Do you TikTok?
I'm trying to. Okay. I'm trying. I just like.
I'm going to need to see this.
I don't really make content. I made some stuff. I'm like, it's not that great. I just watch other people's shit now. Yeah. I can't be bothered. These kids these days, like, they do.
I was doing my OOTDs, which is Outfit of the Days, and I was doing that. But I was like, putting those together is so much effort. It's a lot of effort. You have to be a video editor to be able to get right. good. And I'm like, this is a lot of work.
I'm barely just figuring out how to do photos. I can't make video, too.
It's too much.
Moving pictures?
Who does
this is crazy.
So the dumb. Talk is
so dumb.
Make sure you join. If you're a Patreon member, make sure you listen in on our conversation with Micah, where we're talking about this week's topic and getting his insight on everything. Again, Micah, we love you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, make sure you pack a sack lunch on your journey back home.
Thank you. I'll make sure I get my passport stamped too.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, Tony and I are going to take a short break, but we'll be back in just a bit.
Hello to all our loyal shitheads.
You know, we really shouldn't be calling them that.
I just give the people what they want. I'm not the one who coined the phrase.
Yeah, that's true. But how are we supposed to ask them to rate and review us positively if you call them shitheads?
I don't know, but here goes. If you haven't done so already, please take a moment to tap that 5-star rating. It really helps us out.
Yeah, please hop on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to the podcast and give us a 5-star rating. If you have a few extra seconds, please leave a review and let others know what you love about the show.
I enjoy reading what you all have to say, and it definitely influences what we do next. So jump on the main page of the podcast, tap those 5 stars, and say something nice. Be a shithead, but in a good way.
Thanks for the support.
Bye.
Mondays are the worst, aren't they?
Boo, you whore.
That part. But you know, there is one way to fix the Mondays.
How do you do that, Marco?
It is by being a part of the DNR Studios family.
Oh.
That way, because everyone knows that we release new episodes of Relationship every Wednesday, but if you're a part of the DNR Studios family, you get access to it on Monday, and you're not a part of the basic bitchiness that is taking place on Wednesdays.
God, I hate those basic bitches.
They're the absolute worst.
But Marco, something this awesome sounds like it would be really expensive.
It is not, Tony. Thank you for leading me into that.
Tell me more.
For just $12.95 a month, you get access to Relationship on Mondays instead of Wednesdays. Again, basic bitches. And you also have access to a bunch of other shows that are part of the DNR Studios network. So you can hear
episodes from Adam Sank, from If These Ovaries Could Talk, as well as Derek and Romaine's daily live show, which is really fun as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then you can also pay $6.95 a month and just get a relationship specific subscription. That way you can hear us again on Mondays ahead of the Basic Bitches, and everything is lovely for you on your Mondays.
Wow, that wasn't nearly as expensive as I thought it would be.
Thank you, random person who's a part of this commercial. Yeah, so check it out. We love being a part of the DNR Studios network, and we know that you're going to love being a part of their family. So head over to dnrstudios.com right now, sign up for your very own subscription, and get access to Relationship as well as many other podcasts and shows that are a part of the DNR Studios family.
Don't be a basic bitch.
Exactly. All right, so before we get out of here, of course, I've got some shits to put on y'all's radar. It's actually not a lot of shit. It's like shit pellets.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing again. Not leave rabbit poop.
Do you want me to sing again?
No, it's fine. Sing again. You can sing just for me later.
Oh, a private concert?
Mm-hmm. An evening with?
An evening. I was just going to say it. A very personal concert. I'm sure I'll have a better withstanding than Adele.
Ouch.
Mama's voice is...
Put that on the radar.
Mama's voice is struggling. It is.
I'm a little worried.
She's having a really
hard
time.
I don't know how long that's going to last.
And I love Adele.
I love her, but...
So much.
Residency. Girl. In trouble.
Girl.
But you know what? When you sing that richly like that, that's got to be hard. Like singing live regularly has got to be hard, period. I wouldn't know, but I have to imagine it shreds your vocal cords. And to sing as passionately and as hard as she does, it's going to be tough.
Part of the problem is, what are we doing right now?
But radar, shit on your radar. Yeah, don't see Adele. There, I segued.
I think part of the problem is that she's not always using the safe parts of her body to sing the songs. No. And so she's ruining her voice because she's not singing correctly, if that makes any sense. So anyways, that being said, shit to put on y'all's radar. Honestly, we don't have a ton but just so y'all know, we've got, after this episode, we've got two more episodes. They are going to be our best of episodes. So it is going to be our best of. Well, first is going to be our best of hashtag QRGs.
So definitely tune in and find out if your favorite one.
Correct. So that will be our hashtag. That will be next episode. And then the one after that is going to be our best interviews of both season 5 and season 6. And that's going to be for both episodes. So tell us what your favorites were. Who was your favorite hashtag QRGs for both season? Who was your best and favorite interviews for the past two seasons as well? Email us, DM us, comment, tag us, do whatever you got to do to let us know that information, and we'll make sure to include them on the episodes, because it's going to be our season wrap up, because y'all know that January and February, Tony and I are taking a break, and then we'll be back with season 7 in March.
Oh, I got to come up with another little line.
You do. And as I stated in last episode, the season 7 premiere is going to literally be on Wednesday.
March 6th?
Oh. March 6th. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm in 2024. Never mind. Don't listen to me at all.
Sure
it is. It was March 1st. Yes, yeah, you are absolutely right. Sure. Yes, Wednesday, March 1st. Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh.
That's what you said.
Yeah, Wednesday, March 1st is where our season 7 premiere.
You okay? You got the rest of this? Can you do this?
I think I can handle it. I think I got it. So, yes, so that's what's going to happen. So, yes, let us know, and we will have a really good wrap-up for... This season. It was a great season. I had fun this season.
Season 6.
And that's it. That's all I got for y'all.
Well, then that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you, and we hope you enjoyed this really important conversation.
Thanks for tuning into the Relationship Podcast, part of the DNR Studios Network.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at PodRelationship. And don't forget to subscribe and rate us and enjoy what's left of Season 6.
If you have any relationships, situations that you'd like us to address on next season of the podcast, you can leave us a voicemail at 903 Pod Shit. That's 903-763-7448. You can also record a voice memo and email it to us at relationshipquestions@gmail.com. You can also email us your relationship problems at relationshipquestions@gmail.com, or you could submit on our website, podrelationship.com.
And be sure to check out the Relationship blog on our website every Friday, where I muse a bit further on the topic of the week.
A special thank you to our Patreon members. We hope you enjoyed the behind-the-scenes interview with this week's guest. Thank you again, Micah, for making a guest spot. You're fabulous. Another special thank you to our DNR Studios subscribers. We hope you enjoyed the early access to the week's episode. Tony and I are going to harass your ears next week.
And remember, shit, your feet are freezing!